Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. An Anchorage grand jury has indicted a 21-year-old man on charges of killing his ex-girlfriend. Bukram Miftari was indicted yesterday on charges of first and second degree murder and kidnapping in the death of 30-year-old Kristen Reed. Reed was found critically injured September 17th in a ditch on Fairbanks Street, just north of International Airport Road, near an abandoned vehicle. She had been shot in the head, and days later, she was taken off of life support. The trial of a former Juneau police officer accused of firing on his former colleagues has been postponed until January. Troy Wilson was scheduled to stand trial in early December, but his attorney Julie Willoughby said in Juneau Superior Court yesterday that she just received another 150 pages of documents as part of the discovery process.
I'm drafting some fairly extensive motion practice. I'm not ready to file it because I don't have the universe of information. I think that there will be significant motion practice in this case, and that it's possible that a January date is really just a placeholder.
A 9-day trial has been scheduled to start January 22nd. Wilson, a former lieutenant with the Juneau Police Department, was arrested last April after an alleged standoff with officers at his home on Black Wolf Way. He allegedly fired 75 rounds at his former colleagues. No one was reported hurt. Wilson faces multiple charges, including 6 counts of attempted murder, 6 counts of weapons misconduct and assault, criminal mischief, and misdemeanor weapons misconduct. A federal judge has struck down claims in a lawsuit alleging that former Governor Sarah Palin acted to silence an activist who complained about traffic around the governor's mansion in 2009. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess yesterday granted Palin's request for summary judgment. Her attorney, John Timison, said the ruling means that no valid claims stand and should lead to dismissal of the case. The lawsuit was brought by a Juneau resident, Chip Toma, who alleged that Palin undertook an effort to punish, embarrass, discredit, and silence him while governor after he complained about tour bus traffic around the mansion following her vice presidential bid in 2008. And with a simple invitation to greet their paratroopers, family and friends rushed onto the gym floor to hug and kiss their soldiers. About 300 soldiers returned home yesterday to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage after being deployed for nearly a year. About 2,700 soldiers remain in Afghanistan. Forecast for the capital city calls for some showers and some breezy conditions this morning, high about 50 degrees.